After we, that morning, we went into New Guinea.
Yeah, you never forget it.
I could see white sand this way. And it come to a V. It was in a V shape. And you see a few palms. It looked like a boat. It looked like the further it went, the bigger it got. That's starting of the Philippine Islands, you understand? White sand. Water was just as blue as indigo. And I have these palms in view. As the further we see, so you can see 20 to 25 miles as an object. Then you go over the horizon. But land is different. And it looked like we was around 12 o'clock. They were getting where we could actually see the palms. Everybody's out of watching, looking. But we went right on through them. And he piped down. He said, we are now in enemy territory.
Now, in the meantime, what about this 38
5-inch
gun?
Well, that was setting back there. That had never...
You been in it?
Oh, yes. I got my training on a 38 5-inch through the Alabama.
Well, you know something you never did tell
Well, I went to school on the Alabama. She was out there. We went to school out of Norfolk, Virginia on the Alabama. She was a school ship.
It just sat there in harbor.
Yeah, it steamed out. We went to sea on it and had field practice out there. Well, we shot at planes and all that stuff. They had a tow and sleeves. He practiced there.
He would practice on 38 5-inch on that.
That's right. Then I knew that 38 5-inch on my ship. And I was signed to that.
How in the world did you forget to tell me about that?
Well, it didn't come to me. But Alabama, the battleship Alabama was our school ship. And so we went on it.
Was that a World War I destroyer or something?
Alabama? World War I, and it was a big thing. Where the 38 5-inch gets its name, the projectile is a 5-inch shell, and the 38 is a primer in the back. It's a 38 cartridge into this big brass hull. A 38 cartridge, you hit it, it fires the powder, sends the projectile out.
Just for the record, do you remember which gun on the Alabama was you trained on?
Yes, I did. It's on the aft, on the fantail back there. It's a gun with a turn. Gun mount, turn.
We'll know about that next time we go down.
That was it. And I fired its sleeves, planes and pulled sleeves. Then they had planes out. They wouldn't let us shoot. Hit them. Pilotless planes. And they had it fixed where we could get close to them, but they wouldn't let us shoot it down. I tried to shoot the thing down. Had it fixed and throw me off. But nevertheless, now these guns could be radar controlled. And that never was a success. Now what we mean by radar control on these guns, on this big stuff, the skipper in the radar room, the radar girls we call them, they catch these planes coming in on radar. And they'd call back to us to match pointers. We'd put 0-0 together and lock them in. And it just goes swinging with that radar. See, pointing up and down on that target out there, start to fire. It's that plane coming in. Way before you ever seen the plane, you just turn the switch and barrel up and down this way, automatic. But it never was successful. It never was successful like a man could aim it and point it himself. So we got out there and we found out it wasn't. And I told the captain, I said, that's the captain, I said, that ain't worth a damn. He said, Alabama said, I'll buy that too. I said, if they'll let them guys use the sword arm and use their own discretion, I said, they'd shoot this stuff out of there. So the captain piped down, he says, now when we go in, says we have a run on these planes and things, says we will not go in automatic, every man will man his own gun. You have two men in this mount. You had one was a pointer and one was a trainer. And you had a sword arm. And this pointer, if he spotted this plane coming, he'd raise that sword arm up and be on 020, 05, 055. So you know how to put that barrel on. So you watch that pointer. You're sitting there in the seat, training this gun, training.
was in it. His manual operator.
Yeah, manual. And
wasn't no push button.
No, you had a firing key. And so
I mean, you're sitting there giving.
That's right. The captain piped down, says, fire at will. You had sights like this. .38-5 inch, you had 40 millimeters, you had 20 millimeters, you had the hedgehog, depth charge hedgehogs.
Did you have both?
Huh?
Did you have both?
I have both.
Did you have hedgehog and depth charge?
Yes, yes, and torpedo tube steam.
Never used torpedo, well, we'll get to that.
No, we drink no alcohol out of wood fire.